This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And on Pop It Trends today, we could also call it Pop It Podcast because it is International Podcast Day. Now, obviously being fans of the form, we have spoken about it on the station today, early in the afternoon. In fact, you can find that podcast on bfm.my or our app. And just to give you a little bit, I guess, of a history lesson of this now rather ubiquitous audio product. Podcasting started roughly in 2005, mostly by Apple with their podcast directory on iTunes. But of course, that's no longer the only place you can get them. Today, there are over 750,000 podcasts ranging in size, ranging in topic. You've got gaming, comedy, true crime, self-development, just anything you could want. You could probably find it out there.
And it's become such a big sector and one that continues to grow. Just this year, Spotify decided to sort of get their hands in the mix. They purchased Gimlet Media with podcasts like Reply All and Homecoming in a deal that's worth around $340 million.
And nowadays, it's moving into different forms because podcasting is not just about audio anymore. Something that started out as podcasts are now being developed into other forms of media. And for example, this is Serial. It was a very popular true crime podcast that in its first season focused on the case of a person called Adnan Syed. And HBO recently made a miniseries based on the podcast called The Case Against Adnan Syed. So overall, especially in the US, it's a very robust industry.
I mean, Adnan Syed, or rather Serial isn't the only one for which that has happened. I think you mentioned Homecoming earlier, Kelvin, mm-hmm. and Homecoming's also been made into a miniseries. So
that stars Julia Roberts.
That's right, yeah. So it's a big thing and it's a booming sector. I think we are still, just like we're still in the golden age of television, I think we still are in the golden age of podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we've gone from the two guys in a coffee shop form of it, of just, haha, let me talk for hours about something only I care about, to just really, really super highly produced podcasts. And I think it's really, it's my preferred form of listening, I have to be honest. I feel like a bit of a traitor as somebody who is on radio, but it is my preferred. It's what I listen to when I'm not working.
Yeah, it's something I use to keep my brain a bit occupied while I'm, say, driving or while I'm doing some task like a chore or something that's more mundane. Though it is something I also just enjoy listening to because there's so much fun content out there. And sometimes there is this feeling that it's way too much. But I guess that's just the nature of its growth. Like, same thing with TV, same thing with Netflix now. There's just an oversaturation of content. But the great thing is that you can really find what you really want to listen to on a personal basis.
You know what? I have a confession to make. I rarely listen to podcasts.
Shame, shame.
I know I work in radio, but yeah, I don't necessarily listen to podcasts. And just because, I don't know, I guess I'm more of a visual person. I enjoy watching YouTube. And from what I gather from my friends who do listen to podcasts, they tend to listen to it when they are on a long drive going to work, which is, I think, is similar to you as well, mm-hmm. Kelvin. And it shows that those are the sort of opportunities that people take to listen to podcasts. That is not something that I go through because I rarely take long drives. And so unfortunately, I don't listen to podcasts, but I do admire your passion for the art.
I think it's quite telling because people seek out podcasts nowadays, I think, for very different reasons. Mm. So sometimes it's to know something because of the highly specialized nature of some podcasts where they have an entire show dedicated to this like one sliver of something that they're interested in or this niche point of view. So I think in some cases, people listen to podcasts for very specific knowledge-based reasons. But sometimes it's similar to radio in that you listen to a podcast because you like the host.
Yeah.
So I think that there are some people who also will, I'm thinking here of the Joe Rogans of the world, you know, where people tune in specifically because they like his point of view, they like how he interviews, they like what he has to say. So it's very different, I think. And it's not like a universal one size fits all. Mm-hmm. I think people seek out podcasts for different reasons. Like I have them on all the time. It's basically my music. Whether I'm driving or cooking or just doing stuff, exercising, podcasts are what I listen to. So,
and you get to choose what you want to listen to as well.
Very important, yeah. So I don't have to well, listen to a song come on the radio that I didn't really want, or listen to a topic that I'm not super interested in. So for me, it has a lot to do with the power of choice as much as anything else. But let us know whether you are also hooked on podcasts, or whether you're more of a visual person like Ayman, or whether you're more of a radio person. You just prefer it. Do you listen to podcasts at all? Tell us. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to Matt Armitage of Culture Pop. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Matt, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Hi, Matt. So I guess, would you happen to know how much are podcasts being consumed today?
Well, there don't seem to be any reliable statistics, but the stats from the US suggest that around 150 million people per month are listening to podcasts just in the US. Now, that sounds a little bit on the high side to me, but those figures, I think, are in the kind of right ballpark. So I think probably worldwide, we're probably looking at anywhere between 200 and 300 million people a month.
And I guess podcasting has been around for about a decade, slightly over a decade now, but it's only become fairly mainstream recently. What would you attribute to its rise in popularity?
I think there are a few things. Obviously, always on digital connectivity is one of those things. We're always connected, so it's very easy to listen to and stream these podcasts. Also, the rise of streaming media. We're so used now to being able to curate all our feeds and decide exactly what we listen to. And we're now applying that to the kind of radio format as well. We expect to be able to listen to big chunks of seasons all in one go and to binge. We don't necessarily want to follow somebody else's hour-by-hour timetable.
And what do podcast listeners look for? I mean, how is it different from radio in terms of content and function, for example?
I think it's very different. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of overlap in terms of the content, but it's just having that ability to choose how and when you listen, because what we're seeing is radio stations changing to adopt and adapt to the format of podcasts. We're not seeing podcasts moving towards becoming like radio. We're seeing that shift coming from the other direction. So obviously there is something in terms of consumers' listening behavior, which suggests that this format really appeals to them. And I mean, you should be listening to podcasts.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
You know, we spoke earlier about the sheer variety that exists when it comes to podcasts now, right? Truly, whether they've got a listenership of 100 people or 100,000 or a million, there's this huge, huge buffet of topics that you can look for when it comes to podcasts. Do you think that there are particular topics or genres that people especially seem to love consuming via this form?
Well, I think it pretty much mirrors what we see on radio as well. Obviously, the content can go a lot further on podcasts because you're not restricted by the same kind of broadcast regulations that a lot of on-air content has to conform to. But in terms of the top kind of genres, we're still seeing news and current affairs. We're still seeing society and culture. Obviously, sports is really huge. Comedy, I think, has a lot more room to express itself in the podcast arena. And of course, the king of them all, which is the true crime podcast, which is, you know, the true crime podcast seem to come top of a lot of the polls year after year.
And I guess, is podcast then in direct competition with radio?
No, I wouldn't say it is. I think this is one of the weird things about the form, that radio is now in direct competition with podcasts, but podcasts are not necessarily in competition with radio.
Huh.
Radio is chasing the format. It's chasing the money that's going towards this new and emerging market. I don't think there's any kind of direct parallel, because as you said earlier, you know, it can be somebody sitting in their bedroom and making a podcast for 100 people, or making a podcast that's hugely successful and gets millions of downloads and listens every week. But you can have a phenomenal success with just a single podcast. You can't do that with a radio station. A radio station, of course, by its nature, is broadcasting probably 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a very, very different beast. So that's what I mean by saying I think radio is competing with podcasts, but I don't think podcasts are competing with radio.
Yeah. And has the introduction of digital radio changed the way both podcasts and radio are produced?
I think we're seeing a lot more convergence, for sure. When you look at a lot of the top podcasts, a lot of them come from NPR and WNYC in New York. So they have this... they have this basis on air as radio programs, but they also have this global listenership as podcasts as well. So we're seeing much more of a kind of blurring of the lines. And of course, yes, with digital radio stations can, of course, experiment a little bit more than they can with the kind of traditional on-air 24 hours a day format.
So how then do you see the podcast industry evolving in the next 5 years? Speaking as, I suppose, as we're looking on to this rather young space that's grown pretty rapidly.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot more consolidation. I think one of the stats I read is that there are something like 750,000 different podcasts globally. There are somewhere between 19 and 25 million podcast episodes currently sitting on servers around the world waiting for people to listen stream them. That's an awful lot of content, and we're adding to that every single day. So I think there will be some consolidation. I think it's like any of these emerging movements. You get a lot of fanboys and people out to experiment. You get your influencers who try and jump into the space. So at the moment, it's there's a lot of people trying the format out. We're seeing brands coming into the space as well. I think we'll see it become a bit more professional over the next 5 years. And it's kind of a shame because I think we'll lose a lot of those part-time and DIY podcasters, and it will all become a bit kind of larger scale and more commercial.
And do you have any favorite podcasts that you'd like to recommend for newbies like me?
How many hours do you have in this list? Obviously, the best podcast of all is MSP, because that's my podcast. And I have to say, I probably don't listen to that as much as other people do. In terms of my own favorite podcast, Answer Me This, which is an English podcast where viewers write in and the hosts answer questions. It's incredibly silly. It's been running for about well over 10 years already, I think. Reply All is my favorite tech podcast. From the BBC, you've got The News Quiz, Just a Minute, The Unbelievable Truth, This American Life, which is kind of the daddy of all podcasts, and 99% Invisible, which is a fantastic design podcast. Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast, which is my favourite comedy podcast, where a very rude man interviews other comedians, and it just gets completely messy. And if you're interested in sort of the evolution of culture, then there's the BBC World Service's 50 Things series, where they look at everyday objects and they look at the history of those objects. And there's a really kind of fun and whimsical podcast called The Anthropocene Reviewed. So the author, John Green, he looks at things and he puts them into this kind of 21st century frame, which is, you know, we have to give everything a rating based on 5 stars. So he'll rate everything from the Taco Bell breakfast menu to scratch and sniff Snickers, and even velociraptors. So that's really fun. Reveal, which is kind of the best investigative journalism podcast out there at the moment. Criminal and Crime Town from the crime genre. Drunk Women Solving Crime is also incredible fun. Conversations with People Who Hate Me is for anyone who has prejudices and wants to kind of confront those prejudices. And of course, any of the Ricky Gervais podcasts, there's a great series of his on the Audible service at the moment. I mean, I could list more and more and more, but I'm sure everyone's bored already.
I think there are a lot of gems in there, Matt. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
That was Matt Armitage from Culture Pop with his take on the podcast industry and a reasonably exhaustive list of recommendations. Yeah. So, Ayman, you have no excuses. We're going to give our favorites later on as well. But we also want to hear from you. Do you listen to podcasts? When do you listen? Why do you listen? And what are your faves? Tell us. You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Kusu Chuang, who is, of course, one of the voices of the Morning Run, but also has launched his own podcast. So we wanted to get into why he chose to do that. And we'll be back after this on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
We're talking about podcasts and really how it's changing, why people seek it out, what are the specifics of producing for it, just all these different factors that go into it. We want to hear from you, of course. Do you listen to podcasts? What are some of your favourites? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And also, earlier we heard from Matt Armitage, but now we have our very own Kusu Chuang, who's going to be weighing in. So you know him, of course, as one of Morning Run's presenters, but he also recently launched his own podcast called Do More. Chuang, thank you so much for joining us. So first off, tell us more about your podcast.
So Do More is something which I thought was necessary in this day and age, because we have a lot of news in the media which is always, almost always negative. So I thought that I would start a podcast and talk about good things. And I basically settled on three areas, which is, first of all, entrepreneurship, which I think is necessary in an age of change and a lot of volatility. I wanted to also focus on investment, because I think that if you work and get income alone on your job, it's not enough to retire sufficiently. So I thought it's very important to also be involved in investment and investing wisely. And the third area, I think, is always to do with personal development, to be the best person that you can be. So whether it's in the field of exercise, in the field of nutrition, or just traveling and seeing the world and having a wider viewpoint on the world at large, I thought personal development is very important. So Do More is targeted at the younger people, the early 30s, the late 20s, and for them to hopefully, by listening to this podcast and the people that I talk to, make fewer mistakes in their life and hopefully get to cut a few corners. I mean, of course, still make mistakes, but to also cut a few corners in the process and get to their own end goals a little bit quicker than how we got there.
And why did you decide to start a podcast as your platform to do this?
Well, the podcast format today is very different, because historically it's an audio-only platform, but with YouTube and Instagram and LinkedIn and also, you know, Facebook and things like that, there's so many avenues now to reach the world, and this is essentially a global audience. So the podcast is also at the same time a very, 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 very personal method of getting to you, because you can listen to it in your car, you can watch it on YouTube, and you can do a combination of both. And it's really at your own spare time. You can basically record it or time it and basically can consume it at any point in time. You don't have to be at the whims and fancies of the news of the platform. You can control when and how you're going to consume that content. So it's a very, very personal and very customizable platform. It is also, in my opinion, something which is completely unproduced and very raw. So it is nothing like in the old days where it went through censorship boards and there was editors involved. It's a very raw and very unproduced platform, which I think resonates with people nowadays.
So as a podcaster, how does the format work well for you?
Well, you know, it's become quite cost efficient and quite affordable for anybody to become a podcaster today. And if you've got information that you think you can share, or if you think you know people, in my case, that I feel have got the experience and the knowledge to share it with the rest of the world, then, you know, podcasting is very approachable and very affordable for almost anybody. You can, all you need is a smartphone and an internet connection, and off you go. But of course, to get a top quality podcast out there, there's a little bit of investment that is required.
And have you found that people are really kind of open to the concept of podcasts?
Yeah, for sure, you know, because I've been quite surprised by the willingness of people to come on and be involved in the production of the podcast, whether it's from the video production angle or whether it's for guests that have been willing to come on or to do more and to talk about their experiences. I've been quite blown away by the generosity. At the same time, even the I guess what you might call the client side of the business, whether it's PR companies or whether it's brand owners, they have been quite enamored by the concept of podcasts and have been quite willing to come on and talk about the potential commercial benefits of podcasts, which to me is also interesting.
And on that note, do you see strong potential for the podcast industry in Malaysia to grow?
For sure, because A, of the relative nascence, B, because there's already a very high acceptance of the radio industry, and also because of the prevalence of smartphones and of internet penetration and of even social media penetration in Malaysia. People are very used to the concept of the internet and the platforms located therein. So podcasts are basically content that is tailor-made for the widespread prevalence of social media in the first place.
So just now, Matt Armitage gave us quite an exhaustive list of his favorite podcasts. What are your podcast recommendations?
Podcast recommendation? No question. I mean, the Joe Rogan podcast is where I got started. And I was particularly taken by some of the guests that Joe Rogan had on his podcast, including the sleep scientist, Matthew Walker, people that he spoke to, including Peter Schiff, the gold guy, people like Elon Musk, and more recently, Aerosmith, Steven Tyler. All these guys are amazing people. And in my case, the people that I've spoken to on my podcast, whether it's Azran Osman Rani or Yusuf Hashim or Deng Chiwai or Afin Huang, Rizal Khalif, otherwise known as Abang Pola, Alan Wu, Soham Islaiman, some of these guys are legends in their own right and really good at what they've been doing in the past. And for them to want to come on and share their experiences and to go forward with that is a big deal for me. And I've been quite blown away by their generosity and their willingness to share their experiences with the younger guys so that hopefully all these younger guys can in future make fewer mistakes than we all did in our past.
Cool. Chuang, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Kusu Chuang from The Morning Run and also of the podcast Do More. You can find his podcast over at domore.my. We'll be back after this to talk about our podcast faves, but we also want to hear from you, so let us know what they are and keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.